Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well.
Baruch Hashem. You're on the first one. We'll give it another minute before we start.
Okay.
Randala.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're starting with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud is established in the Hilu, Urhimu Urhilu, Liakta, Shem, Yudhe, Bavadhe, Biyehuda, Shilim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. הנה אנחנו באים לקיים מצוות ספירת העומר, לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרנו ולעשות רצון בורנו. ויהי נועם אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשה ידינו, פרנה עלינו מעשה ידינו, פרנהו. אדוני אלוהי וההי יגמור בעדי, אדוני אלוהי וההי. אז דך לעולם מעשה ידך, אל תרף אקרא לאלוהים, עליון לאל גומר עלי. ונאמר ויעבור עלייך וירך מתבוססת בדמייך ויאמר לך בדמייך. חיי ויאמר לך, ודם האיש חיי. פרקי נפשי את אדוני, יוהי וההי, אלוהים יוהי וההי, אלוהי גדלת מאוד הוד והדר, ובשת אותה, אור כשלמה, נוטה שמיים קריאה. ברוך אתה אדוני, יוהי וההי, יודהי וווהי, אלוהינו, מלך העולם, אשר קידשנו במצוותיו, וציוונו. All Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom. אחד וארבעים יום לעומר, שהם חמישה שבועות ושישה ימים. Today is the 41st day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 6 days. The inner light. הרחמן הוא יחציר עבודת בית המקדש למקומה במחירה בימינו. And we can all say amen. We're now to the Psalm 67, which is known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter and then we will stop at a word. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechamenu. Yechanenu, Yaviva Kenu, Yair Pana Vitanu Sela, Ladat Baaret Tarkecha, Bekol Goim Yeshua Techa, Yoducha Mim Elohim, Yoducha Mim Kulam, Ismechu Verananu, Leumim Kitishvot. Amin Misholumin Baretz Bamhem Selah. The letter Resh in the word Aretz. The letter Resh has two sounds and two meanings. One meaning is the head, and one meaning is lack, poorness. In what way today did you cause someone else to have lack? In what way today did you stop someone from being the head? Tanhem Sela Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Eretz Natna Yuvula Yuvarkenu Elohim. Elohim is the word for today. Elohim is the name of God and deals with the frame of judgment. Elohim is also the names of various chieftains of angels. Elohim can also be kings in the physical world. Elohim is judgments wherever it is found. In what way do you find judgment? Do you cause judgment? Are you a person that judges? Eloheinu, Yivarkenu, Elohim v'yiru, Oto kol afsei aretz. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Yemimcha, Tatir. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavachamren. Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamigamlen. Betet Resh, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berotuvcha, Na'el adatecha, et kuf bet, tet nunayim. Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, zokrei kiddushatecha. The letter kuf. The letter kuf is a double agent. It feeds the negative system because it goes below the line to feed them in the lower worlds. And yet, it is a holy letter. It feeds them only what it is supposed to give them, only a sufficient amount to keep them alive. It's us humans who make the mistakes, who will cause that lower system, that negative system, to become stronger because we keep feeding it energy that it doesn't belong to it. But we have the ability to take back that energy and return it to where it was supposed to go. Do you yet know how to do that? As you cleanse yourself, you rise. And as you rise, you will find out how to take back that energy that you made the mistake of giving to the negative system. Yud Gimel Amud, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Ta'alumot Shem Kufav Tzadiyotah. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Baruch Shem Kufav Tzadiyotah. Ribono Shel Olam Ata Tzevitanu Al Yedei Moshe Avdecha lispor sepirata omer Kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umitumatenu Kimo shekatavta betorata uspartem Lachem macharat ha-shabbat miyom haviachem Et omet ha-tenupa sheva shabbatot tmimot Tihiyena ad memacharat ha-shabbat Ashvit ha-sefiru Chamishim yom kidei she-yitacharu Nafshotam ha-Yisrael Mezoch ha-matam uvechen Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewahe Eloheinu Ve'elohei avotenu shebizkut sefirat ha'omer shesafarti ha'yom yetukan ma shebagamti v'sefirah yesod shebeyesod. In what way does the foundation within the frame of foundation look like? Why do you need two foundations? Do they merge, or are they different? What do they look like? V'yet taher v'yet kadesh v'gdul Sha'ashel ma'ala Amen se'elah. So the 41st journey was to leave Almon Devaltayama and camp in the Avarim Mountains in front of Mount Nebo. Now they arrived to the Avarim Mountains, which Moses climbs to see the Promised Land before he prepares to die and be gathered up to your people. This is the final journey in all of our lives. Actually, it's the next to the final one. The transition from life to death. Except we no longer have to die. It's our choice. Death obviously is terrible. It symbolizes an end, but it's a new beginning. It's a disconnection from what we know to what we have to look forward to. We associate it with finality and permanence, but it is not. There is no end. There's only changed circumstances. This is a life lesson that everyone must learn. The Sadiqim who left this day Rabbi Saadia ben Yosef Gaon, a very famous Kabbalist who caused the children of Israel to realize that a literal interpretation of the Bible, of the Torah, was incorrect, and defeated the Karets who wanted to follow that kind of path. Rabbi Aharon LaPapa, Rabbi Moses Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal, also a very famous Kabbalist, who wrote many books on many subjects. Many of them were burned, but his sparks that came back into the world, they rewrote those books. They rewrote that wisdom so that it would never be lost. This is Hashem's mercy. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Chaim of Volozhin, Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu of Zvil, Rabbi Shlomo Goldman, the Zviller Rabbi, the prophet that Rabbi Drizin gives us for the Sefirah of Yesod Shebi Yesod is Baruch Ben Neria, which translates as blessing the Son of God's candle. And the woman that connects to Yesod Shebi Yesod is Shulamit, the daughter of Jacob. Actually, she's the daughter of, I believe it's Reuben, but she's a granddaughter of Jacob, and she sang to Jacob softly and gently so as not to shock him when she was telling him that Joseph was still alive. This kind of consciousness is an example of unlimited love, which is why she is connected to Yesod Shebi Yesod. The 41st letter is the Lamed in the Shema Yisrael. The Lamed goes above the line to offset the energy from the Kuf that goes below the line. They're both made from Kafs and Vavs. One goes up, one goes down. It's a circle. It's a cycle. It's life. Praying for the Beit HaMikdash so that it will return and we can count the Omer inhabit the temple in a more complete way. Harakaman huyachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimhera biyameinu. And may we all say amen. Anyone have any questions? I wish you all a good evening, a good week, much happiness, much peace, much shalom, and shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Hello, my dear.